The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
This is Senior Solutions with Eric Stewart on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Welcome to the Senior Solutions Real Estate Show, brought to you by the Senior Solutions team at the Eric Stewart Group. This month, we'll be moving from our downsizing series to a special series on dementia and Alzheimer's, and we will welcome several esteemed guests discussing how Alzheimer's affects decisions about staying in the home or not. Financial decisions, continuing care decisions, emotions, effects on the caregiver, and more. Stay tuned for this special series. But first, Helen Flynn joins me from the Eric Stewart Group. Helen is a seniors real estate specialist, and she is the head of the Senior Solutions team here within the group. So happy to have you on the show today. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you on the show. Helen, with dementia really raging in our culture, we see Alzheimer's, we hear about it consistently. I'd like to hear from you as an expert in real estate, some of your insight into how dementia is affecting the real estate transactions that you're involved in.
It's almost a baptism by fire as you experience some of the situations. You can't always tell when you walk in to meet someone that one or the other of the couple may have some memory issues or some dementia-related problem. Just thinking back to some of the situations that I have run into, I'm out with a couple, delightful couple, ready to sell their home. Went back the next day, and they had no recollection of my being there or of seeing the home. And my clue was, would you like to see the house? Because every other interaction was perfectly normal. There are subtle indications sometimes. A homeowner that has been a caregiver and maybe the spouse has passed away and quietly mentions that she really hasn't had time to take care of the house because she's been so busy with taking care of her husband. And in fact, this particular situation, the lady brought me into the master bedroom, and there was some drywall damage, and she felt that there had been a leak and so forth. And what had actually happened was a whole family of raccoons had moved into the attic and had chewed through wallboard and other things and created a significant problem that she had no idea had happened. And you can well understand that, the difficulty of caring for someone 24/7. The house and maintaining that go right to the bottom of the list.
Well, it's that maintenance that you talk about that it can be an indication. It could be just in the areas of wellness that we talk about in our right-sizing seminar. Physically, sometimes the challenge is physically you can't maintain the property any longer.
That's right.
In the same way. I had a lovely lady. She had lost her husband, and she was a widow, and she was quite mentally capable, but she hadn't been in her basement for probably 2 years.
That's right.
And I walked down in the basement, and she had a couple of inches of water on the floor, and the old knotty pine paneling had bucked out and was, it was just a real wreck. Now, she unfortunately passed, and her son then involved me in doing a renovation of the house where we put in a dollar and got $2 back. In the case, we put $45,000 into it and got $90,000 more in the sale of the property. But it wasn't that she didn't know how to think. It was that she didn't have the capability of maintaining. How do you see the opposite? How do you see where it's actually, was this a situation where she was demented? She had a dementia
issue?
She was
well. She was the caregiver, but knew there were some repairs that needed to be taken care of, but she wasn't about to go up in the attic, wasn't about to really research into something. Her focus was, I need to make a move.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that was the right choice for her at that point.
Because, absolutely.
Yeah, she recognized that she couldn't maintain the property any longer. Right. She needed to go someplace where somebody else was maintaining.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Which
That's
makes
right.
sense.
And it actually sold to a woman who wanted to have a home for her autistic son and wanted to do the labor herself. So it was a win-win all the way around when the sale took place.
I thought you were going to say that it was she sold it to a woman who wanted to have a home for raccoons. But
haven't had one of those yet.
Well, you know, it's great that she found somebody that wanted to, you know, take on a project like
that's
that
right.
and had the energy to do so.
That's right.
You know, children, everybody's children are different. You know, I've got five kids and they're all so very different. Each mm-hmm. one of them, their interests, their skills, their capabilities, the way they listen is mm-hmm. different. The way they speak is different, right? So everybody's child is different. And then as parents, for us to help our kids find the right step for them, it's the rare family that has all kids who are kind of organized and got it all together and everything's really well organized.
Never heard of one of those.
Well,
communication is important too when you have someone who is elderly, and it helps to have a family member or someone who can guide what's happening along the way. I had a lovely gentleman that we talked about listing his home, and he was so proud of his cedar shake roof.
Mm-hmm.
It was that along with the pool. He was just so proud of the things he had done in his house. And he had told me that it was only a couple years old. And I believed that until I found out that it was more like 19 years old and had some problems with it.
Hey, 2 years, so, 19, they're pretty close.
You know, the time periods may not be the same.
Maybe you meant to say 20.
Something like that. And you find out, too, along the way that there may be mood swings where at one minute you're talking with someone and everything is smooth and peaceful, and the next minute something may be thrown across the room. Mm. And when you're negotiating a contract, a real estate contract, that can be very, very difficult, not to mention the 20-some-odd pages of the contract to try to explain what's happening. And in some cases, I've just taken a large piece of paper and written down sold, net, and put a number on there. And it's trying to come back to the essential facts mm-hmm. and not complicated any more than it needs to be. And just one other thought is that it's important if you're going to a continuing care community that you not wait until dementia or Alzheimer's have progressed to a point where one no longer qualifies for the type of living that they're looking to have.
Now, what you are really saying is important. You can go to an assisted living facility with a form of dementia. That's how that is set up. A continuing care retirement community where you need to come in as an independent is different. Mm-hmm. And so if you're applying, you want to think about the fact you need to be have a certain degree of health. There are certain lines that you cannot have crossed physically to go into a continuing care retirement community on the independent living side. So just be aware of that as you're thinking through where you might move to. If you would like to see a list of where Helen and I will be speaking, different communities, not only here in Northern Virginia, but also in Maryland and D.C., we invite you to go to the Eric Stewart Group website and check our calendar of seminars there. That's at ericstewartgroup.com. Remember, as it comes time to right size, and as Helen intimated earlier, she'll go in and she'll give ideas on how to approach the right sizing process and think through the process of getting your home ready to sell, whether it's this coming spring, summer, or the fall, or even if you're a year or two off and you just want to get some ideas on how to approach getting rid of your stuff. Go ahead and download a free copy of the Right Sizing Guide at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com. In the resources section under the free guides, we have the Right Sizing Guide, which is, again, about that very thing, downsizing, but we call it right sizing. Or go to the download of the Market Ready Guide, which will help you think about how to get top dollar for your home. Download those today, again, at ericstewartgroup.com, or call us 800-900-9104. Right now, Stuart Rosenthal joins me from the Beacon Newspaper. It's your newspaper for everything over 50 years of age. TheBeaconNewspapers.com if you want to read it. Stuart, good morning.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good. What's in this month's issue?
Well, I have some interesting health stories. First of all, just a bit of news people might not be aware of yet. Uber and Lyft, you know, the ride-sharing companies that pick you up and take you places, is now developing relationships with doctor's offices and hospitals and clinics all over the country where they will take you door-to-door to doctor appointments at the doctor's expense.
Really?
So inquire of your doctor and see if they already yet have this relationship with either Uber, Lyft, or both, to help you if you have otherwise trouble getting to your medical appointment.
Now, there's something just a little too good to be true about having the doctor pay for you to get to their office. check with your doctor first. You read about it in the Beacon newspaper.
Absolutely, yes.
Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
I'll be right back with more of Senior Solutions.
Now, back to Senior Solutions on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Big house, big car, backseat, full bar. Houseboat won't float, the bank won't tote enough. Too much stuff.
Let's take a few minutes and let's chat about how you can figure out elder care for your aging parents. You know, having that kind of conversation, figuring out how to help your elderly parents decide where they might go to. It's a prickly conversation. TJ Mancuso, who's 40 years old, he's from Apex, North Carolina. He noticed the health of his parents took center stage about 5 years ago when a medical condition left his father unable to qualify for long-term care insurance. Seeing his mother was dealing with the challenges of being a full-time caregiver, Mancuso decided that it was time for the family to come up with a better plan. And this article is out of USA Today, and it's written by Tamara Holmes. And what the knowledge that Mancuso found was he just couldn't do anything for his dad. So he wanted to do something for his mom, figure out how to help his mother. He'd rather spend money on a monthly premium right now. Maybe she'll never need it, but I know he knows that he's spending money on a future potential need. We all know that insurance is really about renting future wealth. In other words, when you pay $1,000 premium or $2,000 premium for health insurance, you're paying for the wealth that you might need should you get really sick and need to go to the hospital and have a $50,000 operation. You're paying it over a long period of time to provide benefits for you when you really need it. You don't always need it. So it's hard when you spend $2,000 like I spend, over $2,000 a month for health insurance for my wife and five kids every month, and I probably spend maybe $1,000 in deductibles, so it really costs me $3,000 a month, plus I've got to meet some sort of high family deductible. So all in all, I could spend $40,000 out of my pocket. I mean, it's just obscene. It's unbelievable, but I'm doing that because if one of my kids got hit by a car or something happened, and there was a $200,000, a $500,000 operation or some medication, I'm investing, it's not really investment, I'm spending money for future wealth that I need. So what Mancuso was recognizing is that by investing in insurance for his mother, that if she needed help, long-term care insurance, if she needed help, because his dad couldn't qualify any longer. He was no longer able to. So he started to invest in long-term care insurance for his mother. So you want to talk things out. Everything begins with communication. You need to discuss things with your family and find a way to help your mom and dad understand that you want to help them. And maybe they can't afford something you could afford in little bits now versus coming up with $10,000 a month when they really need it. And then they have to liquidate all their stocks. They got to liquidate all their, you know, their house and whatnot. Plus, Medicare is a slayer of assets. Anybody who knows Medicare knows that that's the case. Having that conversation, really, when you have a family gathering, if it's a birthday or if it's, you know, an anniversary for your parents, or it's an opportunity for you to sit down over a nice dinner and have the conversation, discuss out what could happen in 10 years. Hey, mom, dad, what could happen to you in 10 years if dad isn't able to take care of himself? Mom, how are you going to pay for that? Maybe they already have a plan. Some of this is just you not knowing because the generations don't necessarily discuss these things unless mom and dad will sit you down and say, hey, we want to tell you that we've provided for our future. It becomes an awkward conversation for you as kids to have that conversation with your parents because sometimes there's a fear that the parents will think you're interested in the finances, and that's an awkward conversation to have. But what you really are is interested in the finances because you want mom and dad to live a long and healthy life, and you want to understand how your relationship with them will stay solvent, literally solvent, for many years as they get the care that they need, and you recognize how you're going to fit into that picture. Maybe they're not thinking it all through. Maybe they are. But at least you need to bring it forward, have a conversation, and discuss it. If your folks are over 65 or 70 years of age, just say, hey, look, I don't really know how this is going to work if one of you gets sick. Can you tell me if you've got a plan of action? That's a great question. Open-ended. You know, you might say, you know, what are you guys going to do if dad gets sick? What are you guys going to do if mom has Alzheimer's? What are your plans? Do you all have some insurance of some kind to provide for you? And then maybe you sit together if they don't know, if they're not planners and you are, maybe it's something where you need to lead your folks through that conversation. But making it clear that you love them is most going to especially be important. And let me restate that. It is always important to let your parents know that you love them, but it's most important when you're talking about their care long term. So communicating your love for them and your commitment to them really is first done through the question that you ask and letting them speak to that question. And when you don't understand, continue that question with another question. Ask the questions and keep trying to draw a better and better understanding. And then you'll get to the answer that you're really seeking. You know, if you think about staying fit in your life and think about how important it is in your midlife, it will prevent dementia in women. And AARP had an article this past month by Garrett Schaffel back March 27th. There was a recent Swedish study that spanned 4 decades, showed an association between fitness levels and cognitive decline. And our own J.J. Surma here at the station knows this for a point because he has been going through a dramatic eating change. And J.J., you have lost something like 72 pounds in 5 months as you're approaching your 50th birthday, correct?
Yeah, 50 is still a few years off for me, but I knew it was going to be a process to, I mean, I didn't realize how quickly it was going to go, to be honest with you, and starting the process, it's been great, and it's gone quickly, and yeah, I'm not quite at my goal yet, but I'm approaching that.
You know, for men and for women, I also face the same thing as I was coming into my 50-year mark. I was discussing with my family the need that I felt like I was not the same person I was at 30 or 40, and I wanted to be at 85. I wanted to be healthy and full of life. And it really is doing what's important now versus doing what's dramatic later. How have you seen this effort pay off for you?
Well, I think probably starting with what you just said actually speaks to me greatly in that, you know, I have some relatives with diabetes, a lot of health problems in my family. And, you know, you were talking about, you know, sort of dealing with something now or dealing with something later. I got to a point in my life where I saw that coming for me and knowing that was in my family history and seeing how poorly I was doing it, taking care of myself. I thought, well, here I go. I either need to make a big change now when it's somewhat voluntary, or I need to make a big change when someone gives me some bad news and says, hey, you've got this disease that you have to deal with that, you know, has also affected other members of my family. So seeing that and then, you know, starting to move forward with taking better care of my own health, that's when the weight loss thing started as sort of phase one of making some of those changes coming up to that milestone. So.
You know, it's fascinating that, did you know that 57% of people with a diagnosis of early onset dementia before the age of 65 years of age also have an alcohol use disorder?
I didn't know that.
It's a dramatic percentage of those who are under 65 who start to face early onset dementia who have an alcohol use disorder. There are multiple parts to how dementia sets on people and sets on your family, your relatives. And so for each of us, as we're just discussing this conversation today about how you can have a conversation with your parents about them being provided for in the long run
and for you to think about how you can stay healthy in your midlife, as you're doing, JJ. You're doing a great job, and you're an inspiration to me right now. I thank you. Yep, I've just tightened my belt. it's good to have these conversations. Talk about them with your family. Have the open-ended conversations. Ask the questions. You know, it's very honoring when you ask questions. It's very different when you tell people what you think. So think about that slight change in how you communicate with family. Hey, I was wondering, Mom, what it dot, 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 dot versus Mom, you know you shouldn't be X, Y, and Z. Very different way of communicating. When you help your kids make a decision, help them actually make the decision for themselves what the right thing to do is, it's much different than you saying, get up, let's go. Because then it requires you to always be there, right?
Come on, everybody! Wake up! Rise and shine!
Hey, by the way, we have an Aging in Place class on May 10th, October 16th, also at 9:30 in the morning and at 11 o'clock in the morning on how to sell for top dollar. That's going to be in Maryland on May 10th and October 16th, and again, May 8th and October 17th at the Northern Virginia Association of Realtors. I want you to be aware that we discuss how to sell, how to age in place, because for many of you, you're never going to move out. For those of you who want to get a more immediate version of this, I'll be speaking this coming week on April the 13th at the Village at Rockville. You need to RSVP online at their website, thevillageatrockville.org. Space is very limited. I'll have a second event in early May, again at the Village at Rockville, speaking about how to age in place. And if you want more information on anything having to do with real estate, of course, especially on the senior solution side, if you're thinking about making a downsize, you want to discuss what options there are out there, you want to discuss how to get your home ready, our senior solutions team, it's all seniors real estate specialists at the Eric Stewart Group. Go to ericstewartgroup.com for more information. Now, some of you are listening locally and your parents don't live here, so we can't serve them personally in this location. But one of our sponsors is RelocationNation.com. It's a wonderful company that's been established to personally vet real estate agents anywhere in the world, and then that is qualify a real estate agent who is a seniors real estate specialist. Maybe get a sense of where mom and dad are, what mom and dad's interests are, and find an agent that would work well with them in that environment who's an expert in that location. Relocation Nation's goal is to provide that personal quality of referral and also provide an umbrella over that relationship to make sure that the agent's taking good care of mom and dad and that you have that confidence in care. If you want to find a real estate agent to sell a property, same place, or buy a property, same place, RelocationNation.com. And speaking of RelocationNation.com, they are our sponsors for Real Estate Now. That's at 9:30 this evening. Real Estate Now is everything for the national real estate news. If you want to chat about anything having to do with national real estate, you'll find me there at Real Estate Now this evening at 9:30. It's kind of like being in the neighborhood, just I'll meet you a little bit later, right? All right. Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you. I'm Eric Stewart. This is my 30th year in real estate. I'm a seniors real estate specialist, and we've got a wonderful team with offices in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. And it's my privilege to come with you every Sunday morning right here at WMAL. I'll see you next week. You know you can hurt yourself fooling with
too much stuff. Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.